When I packed my bags to leave for Sicily, my main concern was the weather. The air conditioning in the office was always freezing, so I packed jumpers and warm shawls as well as sunglasses. And I was worried about how slow the office Wi-Fi was and the long hours I'd be putting in there. It was hardly worth packing sunscreen. I thought back to this 4 weeks later, as I looked out at the endless expanse of the Mediterranean Sea. My T-shirt was stiff with salt and sweat as I leaned over the railings and adjusted my binoculars. I hardly noticed the roar of the engine anymore. I was glad I'd packed sunscreen, though. It was about the only thing I was prepared for. A week after my conversation with Mike, I was on the ship, trying to fill the shoes of the previous translator, Sam, a giant of a man in every sense. He'd been a refugee himself, so he had a natural affinity with the people we rescued. Everyone adored him, particularly the children. I had no idea how I would step into his role. I'd studied Arabic at university for 4 years and lived in Beirut for two. Well, how could that possibly compare? As I packed my bags again, I tried to remember why I'd applied for the job in the first place.